Cal.
We have a, he's brought in a special guest today, a man who has spent the last 2.5 hours, quote, polishing your stick.
Yes. Yes, been out there doing a good. Hello to you, Tommy Outlaw. Hello there, your big Dallas Dave right there.
Big Dallas Dave.
Big Dallas David right there, I tell you what. That's all right there, fellas. And hey, before I forget, don't go in the bathroom for 30 minutes. Matt, good to see you and Jane Blue. They're going to have a hot show,
I wish you would remind Roger about the, or Basil, one of the two, about warning people when they come out of the bathroom.
You know what? Screw Roger. I wish the worst on him. All right? But for David, listen, I'm the one that keeps the little flowers in the vase for him when he goes in there.
He also find his wallet in there from
see
time to time.
See his wallet in there sometimes. Well, you know what? Some people might call that bait. But I don't fall for it.
We're hoping to get a fire match between Hacksaw and
Love to do it. Love to do it. I go way back. He used to beat the living snot out of me when I had a body. But that's not the same thing, my friend. I'm looking forward to being down there. Got a few other things I'm doing and opened up my own security place these days right now. I'm going to protect the apartment. That's
what?
My whole thing. Because I know these kids that did it. They're just little kids.
You broke out of prison and stole clothes to go to a Skinner show, and we're supposed to hire you for security?
Yes, that was the old wrestling man. This is the new wrestling man. And might I say that I put on a dress long before it was known that John Travolta did.
Huh?
I sold a dress off the clotheslines there in Dumas when I was going to the Skinner concert. I wore a house dress. Tom Woods said I looked like Marion Cunningham.
Do we have sound effects from that, RJ? I didn't know if we did or not back there. Seems like we had heard something about that. Apparently not.
Listen, but seriously, I know these young kids, Sarge, it's a horrible thing for you to get robbed and broken into and stuff like that, but rest assured, they're just innocent kids that did it.
What the hell are you doing?
What's that? I have no idea what that is. That is the most disgusting sound of what it is. That's a secret sound that I bring to you today. You can win Riverfest tickets if you know what it is. Sorry, I'm kidding, man. I'm kidding. We ain't got no Riverfest tickets. Didn't have any before we did. Listen, I just want to come in and say hello to everybody. And
What other wrestlers you got coming that he's probably taking?
I'm not for sure. All the different ones. I know the first match is Chicks. And then I know we got Hacksaw Jim Duggan. We got beautiful Bobby Eaton coming.
You got midgets?
We couldn't afford them.
You got to pay them half price. Half price. I said half price. Those are midgets. And there's nothing wrong with midgets. Some of my best friends know them.
Some of your best friends know midgets.
Yes, some of my best friends know midgets. I'm talking about full midgets. I'm talking about the ones that have elbows, not the ones that just go wrist, arm.
And the good thing is it's free. So when Wrestling Man gets there with Hacksaw, I'm going to have Hacksaw call in and talk to you, Wrestling Man.
I'd do that. That'd be great. We'd love to get him on the show. Did you hear them guys have on Lou Ferrigno last week? I'm sitting there going, Tommy David and that idiot on there's got a deaf guy on the phone. 95% deaf on the phone. Woo! That's about as many people as listening to your heartbeat line over there. That's about that right. Listen, I got to get. Good to see you. Want to say Godspeed to Jim Neighbors and George Lindsay's family.
Jim Neighbors had nothing to do with George Lindsay's family.
They were cousins.
On the show.
That's based on true story. Andy Griffith's based on true story.
Andy Griffith was not based on a true story.
Hey, by the way, speaking of George.